From Spark and Anvil and Growforge, this is Vigil, in Chapter 1 of the Growforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Vigil is a kid who moves slowly, standing tall and still like a heron, in a stone-gray garden vest with soft green stripes. They carry a small journal and a symptom card, and they notice tiny changes every day. Look every day, Vigil likes to say. Don't pluck what's working. Plants are patient teachers. That's their whole craft. Observation. Being a plant doctor who watches before acting. Before doing anything, Vigil sketches each plant in the journal and writes down what changed. A leaf yellowing, a stem drooping, a new bud, an insect visiting. Then, and this is the hard part, Vigil waits.
New gardeners panic. They see a yellow leaf and pluck it off. A stem droops and they pour on more water. A leaf has a tiny hole and they spray it without thinking. That jumpy, do-something feeling is powerful. Vigil does the opposite. That yellow leaf might just be old. Plants shed old leaves. That's normal. A drooping stem might just be hot and perk up by evening. A hole might be one bug's single visit, not an invasion. Most garden problems, Vigil says, fix themselves or need very little help. The biggest mistakes come from doing too much. So Vigil's rule is gentle and humble. Wait 2 days before you do anything, unless it's truly urgent. And remember, you might be wrong about what you're even seeing. It is okay to be wrong. Watching is how you find out.
The Cass Winsalil garden was 3 weeks old, and Pot checked it every morning. One day, Pot gasped, "Oh no! A lettuce leaf was turning yellow and sickly." Pot's hand shot out to pluck it. "Stop," Vigil said softly, holding up the journal. "Let's look closely. Don't just react." Pot pulled his hand back. Vigil pointed. "See this leaf? It's the oldest one, closest to the soil. The new leaves up top are bright green and healthy." Vigil sketched the leaf and wrote a note beside it. "Yellow on an old leaf is normal. The plant is just letting go of what it doesn't need. If you yank it now, you might tear the stem and stress the whole plant. Let's wait. I'll draw it again tomorrow. If more leaves yellow, that's a real sign. If not, it's just one old leaf, doing its natural thing."
The next morning, Pot rushed to the garden and checked. Only that one leaf was yellow, no others. He still wanted to pull it, but he remembered Vigil's words and waited. The day after that, he looked again, and the yellow leaf was simply gone, dropped off on its own, lying on the soil. "See?" Vigil said gently, pointing to the empty spot. "The plant taught us. We just had to watch and be patient." Sprig, their mentor, smiled. "Vigil brings it all together. Tuck taught us to listen to the seed. Drip taught us to feel the soil. Glow showed us what happens inside the leaves. Pot learned that any space can be a garden. And Vigil teaches the patience that connects them all. The garden talks slowly. A kid who waits hears more. A kid who reacts misses things." Vigil nodded. "Gardeners aren't the boss. The plant knows itself best. Our job is to watch, to understand, and to be ready to admit we might be wrong."
"So I don't have to fix everything the second I see it," Pot said slowly. "Sometimes watching is the caring part." "Sometimes watching is the whole job," Vigil agreed. And Pot noticed how it had felt when the leaf dropped on its own. The jumpy, do-something panic he'd felt at the start had quietly drained away, and in its place was a loose, relieved, easy feeling. The calm of trusting the slow garden instead of grabbing at it. That relieved, unclenched, watching instead of reacting feeling, so much lighter than the rush to fix, was to Vigil the patient gift the garden gives to anyone willing to just keep showing up to look.
You've been listening to to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Vigil, released under Creative Commons BYNC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.